everything he offers you has frosting on it. His promo videos are state-of-the-art. His four-color billboards along the highway are filled with good-looking gloss. You have to admit that Lucifer, the Prince of Darkness, is a genius at marketing. Welcome to the Voice of Prophecy. This is Lonnie Melashenko. Join us today as we search for ways to make this a better world and prepare for the world to come.
Hello, this is Kenneth Richards. All this week, Lonnie Melashenko is going to be talking about an offer from the enemy. How does the devil succeed at making his kingdom look so attractive? At the close, I'll have a brand new book to share with you entitled Watching the War. So have a pen or pencil ready. Right now, let's turn the microphone over to Lonnie for today's message. Bad is good.
Have you ever received a phone call like this one? Mr. Melashenko, I have some wonderful news for you. Mr. Melashenko, you've just won a free vacation in Hawaii. I don't know how many free vacations to Hawaii I've won in my life, but I can tell you this. I've never taken a single one of them. I've been to Hawaii several times, and I've had to pay my own way every time. Now, what's wrong with those so-called free vacation phone calls, besides the fact that they mispronounce Melashenko every time? After the free vacation part, there's always something else, isn't there? With one company, they provide a free hotel room in Hawaii as long as you book your airline tickets for you and your spouse through their company at $850 a ticket. Or it might be one night free for each night you pay for. And the night you pay for is, well, about $200 per person, double occupancy. Here's the worst one. You get the free Hawaii vacation as long as you order 25,000 embossed company pens from them. Friend, have you encountered that kind of a prize before? It reminds me of the swimming pool that humorist Art Buchwald wanted to buy. The swimming pool salesman, a very sincere gentleman, told him it would cost $8,400 complete. Now, this was back in the 1960s, you understand. Well, that word complete was subject to several interpretations. Complete didn't include a filter. It didn't include steps to climb out of the pool. It didn't include a diving board. It didn't include the concrete, which cost an extra $500. In fact, it didn't even include the water, which involved another permit costing $250 more. When you got right down to it, the word complete only gave you a dirty hole dug out in your backyard. The crowning blow came when the salesman asked, "Now, how about tree leaves in the pool?" "I don't want any leaves in the pool," the financially choking Mr. Buchwald protested, hoping to save some money. "We don't put leaves in the pool," the salesman replied. "We take them out. You'll want a skimmer for $320 more." Friend, all this week, we want to take a Bible look at some of the free offers being made by the enemy. Our enemy's name is Lucifer, a.k.a. or also known as Satan, the devil. What is it he's offering us? And are his offers really bargains? You know, you only have to read into the third chapter of Genesis before you find our enemy beginning to do his work. And his work is always the same: to make bad look good, to make sorrow look like happiness, to make death look like life, and to make the path to destruction look like the freeway to fulfillment. In verse 1, the Bible says, "Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made." Notice that our enemy has put on a serpent suit. He's already in disguise. More about that later. He's crafty. Deception is his number one weapon, always has been, and he says to Eve, "Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden?" Now, here is Satan's first attempt to drive a separating wedge between God and us. More about that later, too. But let's see what happens next. Eve says, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die." Verses 4 and 5 are where the enemy really goes in for the kill. Notice he uses two key devices, deception and an uncanny ability to make something dangerous and forbidden look good. You will not surely die, the serpent said to the woman. Friend, that's the first lie ever told in the Bible, the first lie told on this planet. And then the devil goes on. For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. Well, that's it. Five verses sent this entire planet into the spiral of sin. These five verses put you, friend, where you are today. Sin is something you struggle with. Sinfulness is your human condition and my human condition, all because Satan was successful in making something look good. He made an offer, and Eve took the bait. This is good food, the serpent says. In fact, it's brain food. Come on, try it. It'll open your eyes. You'll know more than you know now. You'll know things God never even intended for you to know. You'll walk on a higher road than he ever thought you could. You'll understand both good and evil. And you'll know what's on both sides of the fence. Then you can make up your own mind because you are woman. You're the queen. You can rule your own life. Friend, has the desire to know something from the forbidden zone ever seemed attractive to you? A lot of times people say, I just wanted to know what all the fuss was about. What's the buzz with cocaine or crack anyway? What's it feel like, that first drink? Teenagers wonder to themselves about that first sexual experience. All their friends seem to know, and so they want to know too. And of course, the enemy is right there, painting the mysterious unknown in always attractive terms. His brochures are always in full color, always glossy, always looking good. Here in Los Angeles, we're just close enough to Las Vegas, about 300 miles, that there are a lot of billboards around town describing the joys of a Nevada vacation. Sometimes you'll see a big dice table with a pair of dice rolling right toward you as you drive along on the freeway. Notice something the next time you see one. Those dice are almost always rolling out an 11, a winning number. Never a snake eyes 2 or a 12, which means you lose. No, in Vegas, people are rolling 11s all day and all night. The winnings are piling up. Why not drive over and cash in yourself? Well, you're smart enough to realize that this billboard is lying to you. The whole city of Las Vegas is built on a downhill slant, just like with sin. There's a built-in house percentage that means you're going to come away broken-hearted. I've always thought that a certain Nevada transaction really typifies the devil's promises to us. You know, a tourist walks up to one of the gaming tables and gives the dealer a $100 bill. The dealer takes that bill and inserts it into a table slot, a cash box, then gives the player $100 worth of chips. But 15 minutes later, the chips are gone. Now the house has both the $100 and the chips, and the player is broke. Friend, that's the only kind of deal the devil can make with you. There's the promise of fun, of prosperity, of winnings and pretty girls all around. The chips are right there in the rack where you can see them. The billboard promises that you'll win. But when it comes right down to the game itself, the enemy's purpose is to wipe you out. He doesn't give you what he says he'll give you. Really, it's almost appropriate that just about the biggest hotel over there right now is called the Mirage. Think about it. I want to tell you something. We can't say we haven't been warned, friend. The Bible is filled with clear, flashing yellow lights about Satan and his strategies. 1 Timothy chapter 3 talks about the devil and his traps. In the King James, it's a snare. A trap and a snare. Both of which employ the trick of dangling something yummy looking in front of you, hoping you won't see the cage, the bars, the steel jaws of death. It's a hot fudge sundae with poison pills in it. Over in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul encourages Christian believers to forgive one another and not allow barriers to build up. For what purpose? Listen, in order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes. In another Bible version it says, of his devices. Now there's a pattern here, isn't there? The book of John chapter 8 says that Satan is a liar and the father of lies. You can't trust a word he says. There's a powerful piece of truth in one of C.S. Lewis's books entitled Perelandra. It's Christian science fiction, in a sense, where Lucifer is now on another planet attempting to deceive the Virgin Eve of that new world into also sinning. And the devil, in disguise again, tells this queen about the courage it takes to disobey God. I'm quoting. "The way out of obedience is hard," he says, his voice smooth. "It was made hard that only the very great, the very wise, the very courageous should dare to walk in it, to go on out of this smallness in which you now live, through the dark wave of his forbidding into the real life, deep life, with all its joy and splendor and hardness." You know, it sounds so familiar, doesn't it? But this demon in disguise goes on. He actually claims that it was because of the courage of Adam and Eve in disobeying on a faraway planet called Earth that God himself, Jesus, came down to that world. He tries to suggest that Jesus' coming here to Earth was a benefit, a positive result of sin. Well, it's compelling reading, and it gives us keen insights into the silky seductions of the enemy who's still working today. Well, it's a scary topic, but friend, we don't need to be scared. Satan is a liar and he's a powerful foe, but he's a defeated foe as well. Here on the Voice of Prophecy, we like to say, Satan is mighty, but Jesus is almighty. Stay tuned.
Yes, friend, we're going to find out all this week how we can pass up these dead-end offers from the devil. And today we'd like to offer you an insightful book called Watching the War. This is a fascinating look at the conflict on our planet, God versus Lucifer, written from the perspective of another planet where sinless, loyal members of God's universal family are watching the action. You can ask for Watching the War in return for a gift of just $5 or more to help cover the expense. Write the Voice of Prophecy, Box 55, Los Angeles, 90053. That's Box 55, Los Angeles, 90053. Our Canadian address is Box 2127, Oshawa, Ontario, L1H7V4. Or you can call us at area code 1-800-872-0055. That number again, 1-800-872-0055. And by the way, please remember to include the call letters of this station. Back to you, Lonnie.
Thanks, Ken. Tomorrow our subject will be your friend, the devil. You know, Lucifer likes to make out like he's on your side. He's always making helpful suggestions with a friendly arm around your shoulder. But what are the facts of the matter? Join us, won't you? Until then, this is Lonnie Melashenko, together with Kenneth Richards, reminding you that it's always true. Yes, God is the one who really loves you.
For more than 40 years, those blue eyes of his have lit up movie screens around the world. Actor Paul Newman, also known as Hud, and Rocky Graziano, Cool Hand Luke, and attorney Frank Galvin. And, of course, a delightfully polite bank robber named Butch Cassidy. He's had enough box office receipt money come in to enjoy a very comfortable retirement. But there's more than just movie money flowing his direction. If you've bought a bottle of salad dressing with his brand name on the front, Newman's Own, or any of his popcorn or spaghetti sauce or 16 other products, you've helped generate about $60 million more dollars over the past 12 years. Except for one small Hollywood note. Those $60 million flow right past Paul Newman and on into charitable causes he's picked out. A little school in Florida for the kids of migrant workers. The Scott Newman Center in L.A. that combats drug abuse. And probably the most colorful giveaway of all, his own hole-in-the-wall gang camp for children who have cancer and serious blood diseases. Frankly, it's hard to find his salad dressing marked down. You buy from him, you pay full price, and maybe even a little bit more. Paul Newman and his partner A.E. Hochner call it shameless exploitation in pursuit of the common good. You almost have to wonder about people like that. As old Butch Cassidy himself would say, who are those guys? For Discover in the Adventist Church, I'm John MacArthur.